This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Orders for expensive things that last quite a long time are down. There's news today that orders for so-called durables fell sharply in July. Joining us is Bill Stone, Chief Investment Strategist at PNC Wealth Management. Morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So durable goods down 7.3%. That's the biggest fall in just about a year. Concerning?
Certainly, I think you always have to watch that the top line number includes transportation, which is extremely volatile. But even if you take transportation out, the number was still down 0.6%, which was below expectations, and obviously a decline. So certainly anybody keeping track of expectations for third quarter economic growth would certainly have to mark those down a little bit after these July numbers.
Now, the yield on the 10-year Treasury is at 2.79% just now. The 30-year yield is up to 3.78%. I think the cool thing on Wall Street to say is the steepening of the yield curve. What does that mean to you?
Well, really, it's the when you see that longer-term interest rates are going up more than short-term interest rates. In essence, short-term interest rates really haven't moved much because they're kind of pegged to what the Federal Reserve is doing. But the Federal Reserve doesn't control longer-term interest rates. What does that mean? Well, it does look like there are indications that the bond market at least believes that future growth may be coming. So when you see that steepening, it seems like there's more and more people, I guess I'll say with belief, that that's happening and kind of higher rates come with that kind of growth, which is really not a bad thing.
Still, those same people are not buying durable goods in July, apparently.
Evidently not, no. We need to get them out there.
Bill Stone, Chief Investment Strategist, PNC Wealth Management. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.